The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. Tuesday, March the 26th. It's good to have you with us. Hope you'll stick around for the next 8-10 minutes or so. We've got two topics we're going to deal with today. First of all, I want to introduce you to Marie Pasley. Welcome, Marie. Yes. And you're with Boone County Extension Office, and you're here to tell us about, I guess, one of the biggest garage sales in the state, or the country, or the universe. This is a pretty big event, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's a countywide garage sale.
And the purpose of this is what?
Funding the Boone County Extension Council.
Yeah.
The Extension Center, actually not the council. The council is sponsoring this, the Boone County Extension Council, which I'm a member of. It is for the Boone County Extension Center.
Yeah.
And the center pays for the support of running of the center, all of the things that occur inside a building, mm-hmm. as well as the outside, taking care of the grounds of the Extension Center. And they also pay for any support staff.
Now, explain why the Extension Center is so important to us in this area. We had 4-H on last week, and we were talking about that also. But Extension is part of the university. It's an outreach
yes.
to everybody in this area, in the state, and there's so much to offer, right?
Correct. We have each extension center houses specialists. The specialists are employees of the State of Missouri Extension Center, mm-hmm. and those folks, we have four specialists stationed in our center, a nutritionist, Vera Macy. Vera teaches a lot of classes on health, mm-hmm. Food safety. She works with community groups on increasing nutrition in the community, as you know, fresh fruits and vegetables
yeah.
growing locally.
We've had Vera on many times, so
right.
I know our audience is familiar with her. So this garage sale fundraiser all goes to raise money for the organization.
Yes, it does.
And when is it going to be? And where is it going to be?
The garage sale will be April the 20th from 8 to 3. Mm-hmm. At noon, we'll mark things down 50%. So you get all kinds of bargains afternoon.
Oh, so you're telling people, you don't want people to wait till noon.
No, all the really good stuff will be going
so after,
early
afternoon,
in the day.
Everything is down 50%.
Yes.
And you're also looking for folks, we were mentioning that last week, you're also looking for folks to make donations, right?
Yes, we are. We really are hoping that we will have a countywide event. We're asking for people to bring any good used item that they have. We're not accepting TVs, microwaves, or computer monitors, but otherwise we're taking everything.
Okay, and where do they bring the items?
They bring them to the Extension Center. If you're not familiar with that, it's at 1012 North Highway UU, mm-hmm. which is south of I-70 at the Midway exit.
Okay, and if they want more information, what's the number they can call?
573-474-5245.
Okay, Marie, and tell them one more time the date of the garage sale is?
The garage sale is April the 20th from 8 to 3 o'clock.
Where?
At the Boone County Extension Center.
Got it. Okay, and then at noon, whatever is still there is marked down 50%.
That's right.
Right. But I wish you the very best on that.
Thank you very much.
Now I turn to Karen Grundy, Missouri Contemporary Ballet. Last time you were on, we were talking about the special event that you had, and that was a couple of weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and that turned out very well.
Very good. Very good attendance. Great show.
Yeah. Now today, you're talking about Kickstarter, and
yes.
this is an event that started the 1st of March, and it runs through...
It runs through the 15th of April.
What is it?
It is a Kickstarter campaign. We have been invited by one of our sister cities, Suncheon Bay, South Korea, to perform in their International Garden Exposition Festival.
So Missouri Contemporary Ballet is going to South Korea.
Correct.
That's pretty impressive.
Yes.
When are you going?
Well, we're scheduled to go July 3rd, so we have to raise money to get there.
So that, okay. Well, you're not going to just magically appear there.
No.
You got to pay your own way.
We have to get there. Once we're there, they have been generous, and they will pay our room and board and everything
but
once
you
we
have
get
to
there.
Pay for the flight over.
Correct.
How many people are going?
13. So,
that's going to cost a little
chunk.
Bit of change. So the Kickstarter program basically is a fundraiser.
Correct.
To get Missouri Contemporary Ballet over to South Korea.
Yes.
So how are you raising this money?
Well, I mean, the campaign is done online. So we have a goal of $25,000. We have to reach the goal. If we don't reach the goal, we will get none of the funds that are raised. So no one is charged unless we reach our goal. So basically, people can go. They can go to our website and click on the link to the Kickstarter, and they can donate $5, $10, $25, whatever they want to do. As many people as we can get, the better.
Okay. Now, explain why this is so important.
Well, because we'll be representing Colombia and the arts and what Colombia is doing. And I think it's a big opportunity to get Colombia and what Colombia does in the arts to an international stage.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I agree. And in fact, you're going to South Korea. Now, can other people come along if they're just so proud that their buttons are bursting and they say, we want to go see Missouri Contemporary Ballet perform in South Korea?
Yes. If people are welcome. And
but now they got to pay their own way.
They'll have to pay their own way. I think we're able to bring 20 people, and I don't know if all the slots have been filled. So.
Okay. So you got 13 in the group.
Mm-hmm.
So that leaves another 7-ish folks
if
they want to come along. If you get more than 20, can they come?
Well, they can come. They'll just have to pay I don't think they'll get their expenses paid for once they go. But
you're saying the other 7 could get their expenses paid for. But if somebody just wanted to come, they can pay their own way and come over and
it's an international festival. So and it runs from April through October. So it's a humongous festival through.
And you'll be dancing how many days?
We'll be dancing 3 days.
In July?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I wish you the very best. I hope you raise lots of money. You have to raise at least $25,000 or the whole thing's kaput.
We don't get any funding.
Oh. Okay. All right.
So, no, don't say, we're going to
get
it.
We'll be cheering for you. All right. What's the website they go to?
www.missouricontemporaryballet.com.
Okay. And it will explain everything on the website.
Yes.
All right. Karen Grundy, thank you so much for coming by, telling us about Kickstarter, and I wish you the very best with
that.
Thank you. Okay. We're out of time for today. Tomorrow, we've got Missouri Healthcare Trauma Services on and Bradford Farms. We haven't had Bradford Farms on since last summer. That's a sure sign we're going into spring. And if you have any ideas about anything you would like to hear or see on Radio Friends, I'd love to hear from you. Drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu, and you can go to the website and watch these segments or sign up for a free vodcast or podcast at kbia.org. Our program, directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our flow director is Zach Lawhorn, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser.